They've seen bits and pieces over the time, but that was the first time they'd actually seen anything like that. You know, I was expecting a whole bunch of notes from them for two reasons. Because Michael Lindsay-Hogg, who I talked to all the way through this, who's been wonderfully supportive, Michael told me all the experiences he had in 1969 with when he was cutting Let It Be. And remember, he's cutting Let It Be from exactly the same footage that he shot that I've got. He had the 60 hours, he had the 130 hours that I've got. So it's very much, you know, 50 years apart. But he said, I was in the cutting room, I'd be in the cutting room, and Paul would come in. And he'd ask me to do these things. And the next day, John would come in and he'd undo all of what Paul did, and he'd want this done. And George, he says, oh my God, it was a nightmare. And I'm thinking, oh God, that would drive me nuts. But I'm down in New Zealand, so I'm okay. I'm a long way away. But they also don't. 50 years later, that's not who they are anymore. I think they acknowledge themselves, because after 50 years of not letting anyone see this, they finally decided to let it out. And I think they've got to a time in their lives that. They understand that the historical importance of this overwhelms any emotional feelings. This is such an historical document, rock and roll history, that it's got to come out. And